Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Yesterday, as we have for the past 20 years, the Montana Family Foundation Government Affairs team gathered at the Capitol for the start of the 68th legislative session. As you would expect, the day was filled with pomp and circumstance. Promptly at noon, members of the House and Senate gathered in their respective chambers to be sworn in. Their families filled the galleries, as did an assortment of lobbyists and protesters. What a difference from the start of the 2021 session, when COVID was still a concern. Then, only Republican legislators showed up. The Democrat side of the House and Senate chambers were virtually empty, as were the galleries. The Capitol was subdued and quiet. We had the place to ourselves. Not so yesterday, when the galleries were standing room only. Another big change this session is that the Republicans control both the House and Senate by supermajorities. That means they're in a position to put constitutional referendums on the ballot without any Democrat votes. A position not lost on the liberal protesters who showed up to say that they'll be in the Capitol every day to stop the conservative agenda. During a protest rally yesterday in the old Supreme Court chamber, they said they oppose bills to rein in the LGBT agenda, stop gender transformation surgery on minors, ban grooming by drag queens, and curtail abortion at the state level. What they lack in legislative votes, they plan to make up in protest volume, and judging by what we saw yesterday, it could get loud. In addition to swearing in, a rally took place in the Capitol Rotunda to promote parental rights in education. A list of speakers, including Kendra Espinosa and State Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson, spoke of the need for less indoctrination and grooming of students and more actual education, transparency, and parental control to take place in our public schools, to which parents cheered and protesters booed. Judging by the bills we're seeing, parental control and transparency will be front and center in the education committees this session. And for all the talk of historic supermajorities, it's important to remember that those majorities are numerical, not philosophical. The so-called quote-unquote Solutions Caucus, a group of liberal Republicans, is still well-positioned to act as the spoiler, as they have in previous sessions. A fact on display yesterday, when five Republicans joined all seven of the Democrats on the House Rules Committee to give the Democrats a win on a key vote. As a result, it will now be easier for the Democrats to resurrect bad legislation that was bottled up and killed in committees. Those committees begin meeting today at 8 o'clock as the wheels of the legislative machine slowly begin turning after a 2-year hiatus. In the weeks to come, we'll use these broadcasts to keep you up to date and informed on those bills of importance to you and your family. Beginning today, and for the next 4 months, we'll switch from a weekly to a daily format with new updates every day, Monday through Friday. Montana is changing, and if the past two election cycles are any indication, we're becoming more conservative. How that plays out in the legislature is still anyone's guess. Please join us in praying that it results in a state where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.